Sorry. Oh. Foodies and geeks, it's Matt Man.
It's Tom of Two Stas.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
We're talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. What up, Tommy?
Nothing much, man.
That was a crazy opening.
I agree.
I think everybody knows that Leviticus is here now.
No!
Hey, Leviticus.
No, I'm not here.
It's an illusion.
Maybe it's a ghost? Foreshadowing?
It's a robot.
I'm Leviticus.
Roleticus.
Roleticus.
2.0.
Do you think ghosts have superpowers?
I don't know.
They can space go through ghost walls, does. Can't they? Yeah, they go through walls, right? They
space
can.
Space ghost, yeah, space ghost. Space ghost.
Possess people.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. That's a superpower right there, going coast to coast.
Alright, Tommy,
they
two
can
stars.
Detect radio waves.
Oh. I don't know.
Maybe. They can make static.
White
TV noise.
Talk to you.
Tom.
Mommy.
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Yes, we're eating some pork rinds, so if you're crunching, that's what it is.
Ninja Turtle reference, if you didn't get that, you better have got it.
I got it.
That's a Ninja Turtle reference?
Yeah, when they're fighting in the back, Raph and Leo are fighting, Donnie and Mike here is in the kitchen, he's like, pork rinds?
Pork rinds. Yeah. Is that from the original Turtles?
Yeah,
original
one.
Turtles, bro.
Yeah.
All Corey Feldman and everything.
How are you, Tommy Two Stars?
I am very well. How are you, Matt Man?
I'm okay. Having an okay week?
Yeah, it's okay. It's ups and downs, nothing too big.
Aw. Did you eat anything new?
Nope.
Typical Snickers, sushi, and...
chicken dumplings, yep.
Chicken dumplings diet?
Yep, that's all I got.
Chicken and dumplings sound
love
great.
How about you, Leviticus? You eat anything new this week? You're pooping it out right now? You can't protect your butt, Rick!
You can't protect your underpants, Scotch Guard.
Captain Underpants? I don't think I did.
Okay. I did.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something. Yeah. There's a restaurant in northern Port Charlotte that's an Indian restaurant.
Ah, yes.
And they have all-you-can-eat lunch. Before.
Royal India.
Yeah, so good.
You went there? I went there a month or two ago with the girls for dinner. It was good. Was the all-you-can-eat lunch buffet
good? Yeah, lunch buffet is awesome.
What all did they have?
They had, like, tandoori chicken, a lot of, like, rice and bean-type dishes. Yeah. Really, really good. And they had, like, fried seafood.
That's
pretty
weird.
Good, though.
Did
it's
you
good.
Know
good. Good.
That there's an Indian restaurant in Port Charlotte called Royal India?
There is!
That's
I should go to
that.
Do you know they have a buffet of some sort? Around lunchtime?
That's what I was just trying to tell you.
Oh, man. There's Why did Indian... you tell me about this before Sunday? I went to this other Indian restaurant.
There's an Indian place up in Sarasota, let's go, called Tandoori Chicken.
Tandoori Chicken. Which isn't
tandoor.
Even Indian.
Maybe
it's more English.
Maybe it's just called Tandoor.
Tandoori.
I went to a place called Ford's Garage.
Oh, I've been wanting to go there.
This weekend.
Do you have a car?
No. They have a car there, though.
What the heck?
Hey, Larry. Larry,
do you think this is just a room where you can scratch at? This is not a room that
you
scratches.
Just, you
stop rubbing your butt.
Off.
Scratching your butt on the floor. And...
Levi.
Tom, quit scratching your butt.
I can't help it. It feels so right.
Are you calling me?
Yeah, can you grab her?
She was literally making the loudest
Take
possible noise
your...
a dog could make without yelping. Hello.
It's me.
I was wondering.
Not again. Cut it down. Cut it down right now. Shut it.
Are you podcasting?
Yeah.
It is decided.
Go over everything.
Ford's Garage.
Supposed to hear you.
Ford's Garage.
Ford's Garage. Leviticus.
I've been wanting to go there.
Yes. It's
I love your enthusiasm.
It's in downtown Fort Myers. It is the original location. I think they have two others now. Cape Coral and Brandon, Florida. Ford's Garage is based off of Henry Ford, right? Out of Michigan. And so it's all kind of Michigan themed and
Is there like an assembly line of food?
No, but it's super cool. It's all like car. Everything's car themed. So even like your napkins are garage towels. You know, that's pretty rings cool. Around them.
Dude, those are the best towels.
The faucets in the bathroom.
Shove them in my pockets.
The bath faucets in the bathroom are like gas.
Oh,
nozzles.
That's really cool.
Tires.
That's really
cool. It's a cool place, and pretty much all the burger. It's like burgers and craft beer is what they're known for.
I hear they have a large
craft beer selection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They did a very big craft beer selection. 120 plus, I think.
Dang.
Between bottles and draft.
I can't count that high.
There's more than one, two hands right there.
Did you guys see the burger picture I put on Instagram
yes.
and on Facebook? That's what that was from.
Ooh.
That was called the Model A burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I got a medium rare burger, had cheddar cheese, bacon, pico de gallo, and a fried egg.
By the way, that was a great segue to our Instagram and Facebook page. If you haven't seen that burger, you might want to go to our Facebook page. Or Instagram.
Deep Fried Geeks.
There you go.
Yeah, good job, Robert. Okay,
follow
thanks.
Us. We'll follow you.
It was great. So if you live near a Ford's Garage or somewhere that has a Ford Garage, make sure you check it out because it had a delicious, yummy burger.
That looks awesome. That sounds
awesome. Pretty amazing.
I'll put a fried egg on anything and I'd probably eat it.
Oh, man. How about if I put it on my face? Would you eat it on my face?
Yeah.
Hey, that's extra salt right
like
there.
Like a walker, I'll eat their face.
Extra salt. Food, glorious food.
Fried eggs and Matt's face.
Something I wanted to talk about today that I thought was kind of fun is, have you guys seen the KFC commercials?
With the ever-changing Colonel Sanders.
The ever-changing Colonel Sanders. They are very entertaining.
They are kind of odd and funny at the same time.
They are. How about you, Leviticus? Do you like these commercials?
Yeah, they remind me of the multiple personalities I have.
Who am I today?
They've been going on for a little bit over a year.
I'm more Norm McDonald today.
If you have not seen these commercials, they've been going on for a little bit over a year. They started with Daryl Hammond, and then I think they just weren't happy with him, so they switched to Norm McDonald, and then they just kind of went with it and started making fun of themselves in the commercial about who the real Colonel Sanders
yeah.
was. And then now the newest colonel is Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, man.
I think he's only been at it since Super Bowl. I think it's when he debuted.
I've been having a lot of chicken nightmares and chicken dreams.
That sounds just like Jim Gaffigan.
I did. That's why I fell for you. I called you chicken.
They're pretty funny, too. But now they announced today, David Alan Greer announced on his Twitter page that he is going to be the new Colonel Sanders. If you do not know, DAG... also known as David Alan Greer, is a black man.
Say it ain't so.
He is. And he's best known for his time in SNL.
And Living Color and stuff like
and
that.
Living Color.
Oh, what was that character? What was that character? He had an afro.
No,
oh, brother.
That's the ladies' man, and that's, again, Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about
you guys keep confusing the
wrong... Yeah.
Leon Phelps, the ladies'
Leon
man.
Leon Phelps, the ladies'
I've got my glass of Cavathier over here. Ooh, it's a lady.
They
do
with
that
lady.
They look similar, don't they?
They do look a little bit.
They do, yeah. That is David Alan
that's
Greer.
That's David Dag.
Dag. There's
Dag.
His IMDb.
59, wow.
Crazy, right? They're talking about how
fly.
It seems like KFC is going for 60-year-old men
yeah.
who are
well,
past their prime of comedian. Like,
I don't think Norm McDonald.
Jim Gaffigan is in his prime. What are you talking about?
Jim Gaffigan's in his 40s, I'd say.
He is 49. He's the
wow.
youngest one. Norm McDonald was 60.
Look at my tummy.
Daryl Hammond was like 58. David Alan Greer is known for... Maybe he wasn't on SNL.
No, he was on Living Color.
Yeah, in Living Color. The Soul Man...
Tim Meadows. Again.
...was SNL.
Yeah, The Soul Man.
He's on a bunch of different stuff.
Leon Phelps.
Leon
a different
Phelps.
Person.
Ladies Man.
Yeah, he's,
David Alan Greer
he's
is
a little
a
bit of everything.
Career, man.
He's been a lot of random stuff.
Trying to look for back in the day. So he is going to be the new Colonel Sanders, they said.
That's funny.
Do you have, so these commercials, do you think they want to make you eat more KFC?
No.
No?
No.
I think the only thing is, like, I've been really wanting to try the hot chicken.
Yeah.
That the Tennessee, that, Jim Gaffigan.
Nashville chicken thingy. That does look good, though.
And I've had actual Nashville hot chicken, and it's probably the best fried chicken I've ever had in my entire life.
I have a hard time with KFC in general. It's just too greasy for me.
Yeah.
And that brings me to the next thought is I really miss their grilled chicken. I don't know if they've taken it out of the menu everywhere, but I know in our area,
it's not
the one in where I live,
that's disappointing.
They took away the grilled, and I love the grilled because I don't really like to get the fried. I mean, I like the fried. I do.
Well, they are Kentucky
but there's some
fried
nights
chicken.
It's like, I don't want... They are greasy.
Yeah.
It is very really
right,
greasy.
They are.
And I'd rather just deal with the grilled.
It's the fast food deep fried chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Burgers, like,
and their grilled was really good, too. I liked their grilled.
It was good.
Their grilled Double Down was pretty good. You ever had their Double Downs?
I have. It's
the chicken buns.
I think I had a heart attack when I took a bite.
A mini tack.
It's basically
mini cardio infarction.
Two chicken breasts, boneless chicken breasts.
Yep.
With cheese and bacon in the middle.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I think that would be
sans the buns.
Diabetes man's
main
weapon is shooting
the double down.
Shooting
with people with double downs.
Chicken legs out of his nipples.
Look out, Euro sandwich. Here comes the diabetes cannon. Firing double downs.
Double downs.
A double barrel double down.
Do you guys think the commercials are funny?
I think they're funny.
Some of them are pretty funny.
Some of them are like, what? Yeah. The gasoline one. The gasoline gunfight.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
I think KFC has really kind of hit their niche.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the most popular commercials they've ever had.
A long time,
That brings me also what I saw on Reddit today. Is that they are officially getting rid of the most interesting man in the world.
Really?
For Dos Equis?
For Dos Equis.
That's
they're retiring the most interesting
That's
man in the world.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because
they
their
feel that he's going out of style.
He's not interesting anymore?
I could still watch those commercials today. I think they're awesome.
I think that's the only thing that made their beer relevant.
Yeah. Because no one wants to drink Dos Equis. But if the most interesting man in the,
right,
man in the world drinks it, I want to drink
it. He's the reason why I you know, chose to try Dos Equis.
I think a lot of people are
Mexican.
No, because I'm Mexican. I go to Corona.
I think they need to repurpose.
Yeah,
my Corona. You know, like KFC. Like they had the Colonel originally, and then they didn't have the Colonel again. They had him as the logo and stuff, but they didn't. You didn't see Colonel in commercials until Daryl Hammond came back. Really,
it's probably been like 10 years. I mean, he died a while ago.
Oh yeah, I think Colonel Sanders died in the 70s.
Of diabetes.
You think he died of diabetes?
He fell in a deep fryer.
So,
and they ate him.
Out of the
one piece.
No, that's how he turned into diabetes man.
So that's his secret identity? Diabetes man is Captain Diabetes is Colonel Sanders.
Long live forever. Diabetes. Captain
Diabetes. Because he fell into the fryer. He's just like, he has to get back at the world for frying
Colonel
food.
Colonel Sanders died before any of us was born. He died in 1980.
Poor guy.
He lived in like a deep fried carbonite coma.
It's not like steel or anything. It's actually fried on the outside.
He's like slowly eating his way out.
It's finger looking good!
His finger sticking out.
I just ate my finger.
It was finger looking good.
Someone
fried,
give me a
fried finger.
Someone give me a chicken finger. I'll place it right here.
They're finger looking good. Oh, sorry.
You taste good, Captain Diabetes. That took a weird turn.
Yeah, it did.
Much so, like a KFC commercial.
man. So we heard that Leviticus is not like KFC very much.
Not
sans
the
grilled chicken.
Do you like KFC, Tommy Two Stars?
I used to like it a lot back in the day. I haven't really eaten much of it lately.
If I do go there, I get their chicken strips.
Yeah,
their bowls,
lately,
man. Their famous bowls are awesome.
The bowls are pretty amazing. I think lately their fried chicken and whole has just gotten kind of gross.
Yeah, kind of commercial.
It's kind of very commercial. I think they like baby chickens. I don't know. It's definitely not
PETA,
quality.
Do something.
I think for me, what makes KFC amazing is their sides.
Yeah.
I would say out of all fast food places, they have the best sides.
They do. I love their mac and cheese,
biscuits.
Their potatoes, their biscuits.
Biscuits
they're
their
all
biscuits
the
are better than my biscuits.
Their cornbread is great.
Your biscuits are always warm.
Mm, I'll have to put your biscuits in my mouth.
So. What? Hide your biscuits.
In my mouth.
Batman's gonna eat your biscuits.
Hide your fries. Hide your biscuits. Because they're all tearing them up in here.
And hide your chicken fingers because they're eating all up in here.
The finger looking good. I could be the new Colonel.
You could be. I mean, inevitably everybody on Earth is going to be Colonel Sanders at this rate. We all get our 15 minutes.
What if we're all just one Colonel? Like, we become one
the
Colonel.
Body of Colonel.
We just morph.
With our powers unite!
We are...
Salt!
Lard!
Butter! And with our powers unite, we are
the Colonel.
Buy my chicken, y'all.
No dark meat.
Mighty Morphin Colonel Sanders. Mighty Morphin Colonel Sanders. No, that was the Teenage Mutant
Chicken tenders
Ninja
and taters.
Yeah, fried power.
You were kind of combining too many genres too.
Oh, if anything, man. We should have done pizza with that.
Pizza's delicious.
Have you ever had
mashed potatoes?
Pizza?
Mashed potato.
Their mashed potatoes are pretty
amazing.
I
love their potatoes.
And that's why their bowls are so good, because the bowls have the corn, the mashed potatoes,
cheese,
the corn
chicken.
On the cob's good. Chicken.
Corn on the cob. The potato wedges are good. Those wedges, man. Boy.
Tell me about it right now.
Oh, those wedges just make
go
me feel
all
fuzzy
wuzzy
inside.
Well, let me tell you about that Louisiana Southern cooking right now. Well, that's more like Popeye's chicken.
Okay.
Louisiana fast.
What does that mean? Like,
do you guys have any KFC memories?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bucket. The bucket.
Just grabbing a bucket.
Grabbing the family over and getting the bucket.
Don't need a family. I'll just get a bucket for myself.
That would probably be most our generation's memories.
Yeah.
It's like parents, family getting a bucket, the family meal, and taking it home.
Did you put the bucket on your head?
No, because that guy's got a copyright on it.
What band was he from?
I think he's his own band, Buckethead.
Not originally.
Oh,
Methods of Mayhem?
Sure, why not?
We're geeks yelling at us right now. So out of the four, out of the three Colonel Sanders so far, which one did you like the most?
I'm tied between Jim Gaffigan and Norm MacDonald. Because that Chicken Nightmare one was hilarious.
And that one was pretty
creepy
funny.
And funny at the same time.
I like Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan too. My second would be Daryl Hammond.
Yeah?
I thought he was better than Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald just was too much Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, you're right. That's a Norm MacDonald's impression style. So he's Norm MacDonald.
Do you think David Alan Grier is going to be good?
I think it'll be a funny little gimmick.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
I hope it's an Asian woman next time.
So,
hello, a Colonel, you come by chicken.
That would be pretty hilarious. That was going to be my next question. If you could pick any buddy to be Colonel Sanders,
Jackie Chan.
For these commercials.
I think Jackie
awesome.
Chan could
Jackie
do no
Chan
wrong.
Would be pretty hilarious.
Did you ever watch his cartoon?
I love the Jackie Chan adventures. One more thing. Ow!
We saw that YouTube video of John Goodman.
That was pretty funny.
If you get a chance, look up YouTube video for a Funnier Die with John Goodman. Doing Colonel Sanders' impression. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like fried food.
Will Ferrell, I think, would be pretty funny.
I think
Will Ferrell is a bit too...
He's too funny for it.
He's
too funny.
He can't stop being funny. Like, even when he's serious, he's funny.
I know. What are some other, like, washed-up comedians? David Spade?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That'd be awful, right?
Over David.
Poor David Spade.
David.
He had his time to shine.
Yeah, he did.
As much as I don't want to let him go, he's got to go.
That how about any female comedians?
Little cool.
Melissa McCarthy.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, do a women. A woman. A female.
I think she could also
female.
Do no wrong.
Who's that? Who's that redhead female comedian? Kathy Griffin?
Kathy Griffin? Oh, my gosh.
That'd
no.
be awful.
No.
How about Pee Wee Herman, Colonel Sanders?
You guys want to come buy some chicken?
What about
Christopher Walken. That would actually would be good.
That would be funny. That would be funny. I would buy it. Let's see. If I'm guessing, he's like, yo, I got some of this chicken with my special herbs and spices. Don't ask me what they are. Stab him in the face with a soldering iron.
Watch a tone.
If, geeks, if you guys have any people that you think would be good,
Goku,
Colonel Sanders, let us know. Tell us on Facebook, Instagram.
Lend me your chicken!
Tommy got it. This podcast has not been sponsored by KFC.
The Spirit Chicken Bomb.
I love Jim Gaffigan, so it'd be fun to talk about it a little bit.
The Super Fried Chicken.
I should let you guys go.
King Kai Special Herbs and Spices 13.
What
are you talking about, Kakarot?
What about Krang? Is
those chickens? I don't know. Base the turtles in my 13 herbs and spices.
That's pretty good.
You know, what about me? Rocky doing well, there's Sylvester Stallone's gonna come in here. He's gonna try and sell you, then he's gonna make you.
You know?
You're gonna wanna eat that chicken, you're gonna wanna go to Philadelphia, and you're gonna wanna punch someone in the face.
Oh, yeah. if you think of any good actors to do those commercials, share with us. Maybe photoshops and pictures of people dressed as Colonel.
Take my bucket. Take it now.
We've got a lot of geek news, guys.
Oh, man. Let's get to it. We're getting
crazy.
We have a
crazy amount.
Geek news. This just in, straight off the presses. This and the geek news now.
The new Ghostbusters trailer.
Ghostbusters.
Dropped last week. I hated it. No, you didn't.
Are you the embodiment of the internet?
I'm the one who's wrote all those nasty grams all over the video.
You're the Ghostbusters bot who's put all the bad.
Yeah. No, if you've been living under the rock for the past 6 months, Ghostbusters are doing.
Hey, what do you got against my home?
Patrick Star. Ghostbusters is doing a reboot.
What's a Ghostbuster? SpongeBob.
Reboot / sequel with four females. Ever since that got announced,
I was a little skeptical at first.
I wasn't. I was excited.
Yeah, you were
the when internet exploded.
Females make everything better.
They do.
They make chicken better.
People were they make sandwiches better.
Too far. Too far. I just said
chicken.
That's way too far.
I just said chicken.
Wife, if you're listening, I didn't say it.
I just said chicken. This sexist mother effer over here.
PG-13, time of 2 stars.
This mother father over
we
here.
We gotta keep it Batman v Superman.
Oh, go
no
for
Deadpool
it.
Action. I'll
this. Captain America. Problem. Language.
Language. So people, ever since it was announced, people were like, you're ruining my childhood, and being all mad.
Well,
now the trailer finally came out, and people are freaking out even more. If you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it for a second and come back.
Here's the thing. Everybody's going to compare it to the first one.
Yeah.
Why can't it be its own thing in a sense? And that's the feeling I got from
right.
it, is it makes me feel like it's going to definitely be a completely different movie. Obviously,
yeah.
they're going to base it off of the original.
Yeah.
There's obviously, you can see, there's original characters in there from the original. But it's going to be its own thing. It's going to have its own feel.
I agree.
Why can't
but
you
I'm such a big fan of Ghostbusters. I'm not that kind of fan. Like, I just love Ghostbusters in general. I'm open to the idea of it being.
It doesn't have to be Bill Murray.
Yeah.
It's not Ghostbusters.
It's gonna stink. The feel's gonna be different. It's not gonna be the same.
I don't give a poop about that.
It's not Ghostbusters 2. Okay,
yeah, I love
they
Ghostbusters.
They need to get 2. That into their geek heads.
I like it.
But it's not Ghostbusters 2. It's a whole. It's Ghostbusters.
Of anything, Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
3. Well, actually, I read up. Actually, the video game that they made in 2009.
Bill Murray considers that Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray considered
3.
That as Ghostbusters.
That was a
3.
Fun game too. I like
that was
because
the script
they did. They did the voice acting and everything.
Yeah, everybody was in it.
They had wrote a script for Ghostbusters 3 years and years
ago.
Yeah,
where they were going to train a new recruit. And
yeah,
stuff like
and then so they released it as a video game when they did all the voice.
That was a cool game too. I like.
I never got to play it.
It was fun.
It was a nice little quick game. The multiplayer was like kind of interesting.
We all loved the trailer. I thought it was funny. I think it had a lot of good spots that it hit. But yeah. The dynamic between the four women seems very good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
They picked four great actresses.
Yeah.
I don't know the one skinny blonde girl with the glasses.
Okay, she's McKinnon. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, she's like rocking it right now on Saturday Night Live. Kate McKinnon, she can do no wrong.
I think it looks great. So, internet, stop crying.
Go put some chicken in your pie hole and stop crying.
So, if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. So, you guys all think it's good and you're excited about it.
The power of Patty compels you.
All that liked it, say aye.
Aye.
Daredevil trailers.
Oh,
like crazy. Have you guys seen?
No, I haven't seen them since the Punisher one.
They are like hardcore advertising.
We have like
everywhere.
A little over a week now, don't we?
Was there a new one that came out since
like
the last
four.
Time we...
Four!
Like four new ones.
Dang, son!
Since the Electro ones, last week, there's been like four.
I haven't seen them.
There's been like four mini ones.
Why haven't I seen them?
They're like little TV spots. On
Reddit, you
TVs.
Have failed me.
Reddit,
again.
You have let us down.
Reddit.
There should be a subreddit about Reddit not letting us up on Daredevil by itself.
They're all over the place right now. Are you guys super excited for Daredevil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Their marketing campaign they're doing is great. I think they're trying to compete with CW and Arrow and Flash.
Yeah, they have to.
Too bad we're not going to be able to watch it because we've got a party to go to.
Yes, we can watch it at night.
We're going to get toasted.
Marshmallows.
We're gonna get chocolate wasted.
Chocolate wasted. So if you haven't seen, they got a huge marketing campaign. Make sure you check out all those Daredevil trailers. They're pretty amazing. Do you guys know who J.K. Simmons is?
Yes.
How about you, Leviticus?
Maybe.
It sounds.
If you tell me, what
J.K.
He does
Simmons
or
is
who
a
he
famous
is.
Actor. He just got cast in a new role. Can't see.
It's J. Jonah Jameson.
J.K. Simmons is
James
J.
Gordon.
Jonah Jameson. And he
Gary Oldman.
Just got cast as James Gordon.
What? And with Gotham? No, that's someone else. What do you mean?
For the Justice League movies. So J.K. Simmons, geeks, you would best know him as...
Is he going to try and sell your insurance and try and take down Spider-Man?
I don't like that choice. I love him as an actor. I don't like that choice.
Yeah, but what...
I
don't
like that.
Hire
Batman
Gordon,
to go take out Spider-Man.
What Commissioner Gordon are you thinking of? Because when a lot of people are thinking of Commissioner Gordon,
they're thinking of
younger Commissioner Gordon.
This
is going to be older Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
This is going to be Commissioner Gordon in like his 70s.
Because
Bruce is like 50.
I want him to look like the cartoon and big and with a huge-ass chin.
He might.
chin. And a mustache. A powerful mustache.
He might. He's got a thin face.
He does get what's that?
He's mainly a voiceover actor.
He does.
He's done a lot of
he's like
Phineas and Ferb he's in.
He's done a lot of J. Jonah Jameson for like almost anything that he's in nowadays.
He was amazing
in
Spider-Man.
The original Spider-Man.
He was great. I loved him
in
Spider-Man.
Was he an amazing Spider-Man?
No. Okay. Just the first one.
And then he was
in
season 1, 2,
3.
He
was in all three.
He did all the cartoons for J. Jonah Jameson, too. And he's the yellow M&M.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, in all the commercials with the yellow M&M.
Oh, hey.
That's him.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit, bro. He's popular for, too. He's done a lot of TV.
Bong bong.
And then lately, all the stuff like you're talking about is all voice acting.
Spider-Man.
Marvel's Avengers is J. Jonah Jameson. Yeah. I said Phineas and Ferb. BoJack Horseman. Ultimate Spider-Man. A whole bunch of Zootopia he was just in.
Kung Fu Panda
Gravity
3.
Falls. Kung Fu Panda 3. Lots and lots of stuff. But as a geek, you know him as J. Jonah Jameson. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be good. I think if they give him the right look and the right makeup, he could kind of.
They really
pull it
need
off.
To give him a bigger chin.
He's stuck on you're trying chin. To think of the Batman animated series. Go
for very, very strong,
of.
Prominent jaw. I like the cut of your jib.
You're going to have a big jaw, man.
I'm out. Give him sunglasses and mustache.
But he is going to be playing Commissioner Gordon in the Justice League.
Okay,
he does need a mustache.
That.
He has to have a mustache.
Definitely.
He better have a mustache.
Besides
Gotham. I'm going to sue him if he doesn't have a mustache.
he'll have a mustache.
Then the farmer's insurance is going to see you right back. Bum, 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 bum.
Do you think that's who he really goes through?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
So what do you think, Tommy Two Stars?
I think he can do it.
I think it'll be pretty good. I'm excited to see who they're going to cast as J. Jonah Jameson in the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
So reboot. Did you guys hear
the next reboot?
They casted somebody in the new Spider-Man movie too, which we'll talk about.
Michael B. Jordan. I'm just kidding.
Another cast.
So they had stills of him in Civil War.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they showed.
I saw a lot of the standoff stuff.
Because he's going to be in Civil War, right?
Yeah, he's going to make a cameo.
What I read today is on the Latino.
Muy caliente.
I forget what it is. Latino something.
Telemundo.
It's a big.
La Luna.
La Luna.
it's a big, like, rumor mill type website. There's the final Civil War trailer. One of the final Civil War trailers is supposed to be dropping tomorrow. Oh. And the rumor is that it's going to have a lot of Spider-Man footage.
Ooh.
So that's just a rumor.
Spidey senses are tingling.
But it should be. So hopefully that happens. Because I think in order to match the hype that Batman vs. Superman has going right now, they've got to drop
Spider-Man.
What do you think that feels like? Do you think it actually tingles? Do you feel like it feels like when you close your eyes and somebody
Spidey puts I feel like in something them? Punched him in the back of the head with, like, visual images.
Are we talking about Spidey sense?
Yeah.
Did they ever explain that necessarily in the comics?
It's like a tingling sensation.
He has, well, yeah, but he can, like, see things.
It's like the hair on the back of his neck stand up. I don't think he's ever been able to see stuff.
Well, I've got hairs on the back of my neck.
He's got limited precognition. He can see things before they happen.
I do get ghost feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be in my office.
Someone is doing the touch on your
feel
day
the,
your
I'll
brain.
Feel the fan blow my back hairs. And it feels like I feel like somebody's touching me.
Do you guys know who Zendaya is? Since since we're talking about Spider-Man. Zendaya is a
is she a
Disney
product?
She is a Disney star. She's probably one of the biggest Disney
she sounds like
stars
a shampoo
there is
from
right
Mexico.
Now. The biggest show she's been on is called Shake It Up.
Shake It Up.
She's also been on a show called Frenemies.
Zapped. Pixie Hollow.
A couple other things too. All over the Disney Channel.
Let me guess, Spider-Girl.
She also has music and stuff now. And I know her because Victoria's into her. Well, Larry's into her.
She
a
sounds
bit.
Like a Mexican candy bar.
But what I'm getting
what you
at
got
is
against
she
all
was
Mexicans. And what do you have against candy bars?
I love them both.
Oh.
Put them
hey
both
guys,
in my mouth.
Guess what?
Yeah.
She was recently cast in the Spider-Man movie.
She was?
Yep, the untitled Spider-Man reboot.
As Michelle.
So the second person who was cast was her. So first was Tom Holland, who was Spider-Man, and then now her.
Do you think she's going to be...
What about...
okay, what are our guesses?
They're saying her name is Michelle.
Be, what about Aunt May? Is it going to be...
Oh, I'm
Marissa
sorry.
Tomei
she's
too?
The third. Yeah. I'm sorry. So Marissa
Michelle?
Tomei. Marissa Tomei, Tom Holland, and then her. She had Michelle, they're calling her. But they could just be throwing some...
Yeah, they could just be throwing...
Shade at us.
Throwing some creepy Marvel shade at us.
Do you think they would do... She? If you haven't seen, she is mixed. I don't know. She is darker skin complexion. I don't know what...
She looks pretty white right there.
She
She's
does
getting
there.
Hit with a lot of light.
Oh.
I don't know what nationality she is.
So she was born in Oakland, California. She's American.
She is American. But
I'm American.
I'm just going to be politically correct right now. If you live or born in America, you're American.
Merc?
Thanks.
American.
Merc.
Just saying.
She's obviously not white. Right?
Sure.
What? So what I'm getting
I'm
at,
getting
so she's
think,
not Gwen Stacy. We
do you think they would cast her as Mary Jane?
I don't think so.
No,
she's not a ginger.
Does Mary Jane have to be a ginger?
Yes, I think she has to be that iconic redhead.
That
have her
girl,
co-star,
that girl
have her co-star be
Mary
Jane.
Jane,
right there.
The thing that excites me about this casting is she's young. She looks young.
Yeah,
you know,
Spider-Man
and Tom
is
Holland
young.
Is young too. But they have not done that in the movies yet.
You're
they
right.
haven't done a young Spider-Man.
They've
yet.
Tried to. But
Andrew
Tobey
Garfield,
Maguire was like, what, 30 and he was in high school?
And
that's
Andrew
weird.
Garfield was the older.
No, he was in college.
So
he was in
I'm,
college when they did Spider-Man.
So that was another big casting.
But either
thing.
Way, he still didn't look like he was high school, though.
Tommy Two Stars, I don't know if you heard about this one or not.
Hit me.
Well, are we getting off Spider-Man here?
Well, yeah, you could talk about Spider-Man one more time.
Well, I was going to say, I saw something, I think it was on Reddit, because I'm addicted to Reddit right now. Is
going
they
on after
are...
Preseason, I'm addicted to Reddit.
Sorry. there's a rumor going around that they're making a Venom movie.
Yes, that was actually on my list.
Yep.
Spoilers! Yes! They did announce that they're going to be doing the spinoff finally.
Yeah. I think that's really cool.
I think that is very good news that they're going to be doing that.
I thought that's a villain. Venom is one of my favorites.
Did you guys like Topher Grace's?
I like Topher Grace, but I don't think he should have been Eddie Brock. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I don't think he should have been Eddie Brock.
I love Eric Foreman in That 70s Show, but I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
So do you think if they do a Venom movie, they're going to do Eddie Brock?
I hope so. Well, I mean, technically they don't have to, but I think he's a lot better than Gargan and Mac Gargan, who's the current Ultimate Venom.
Yeah.
Or Agent Venom. That would be a cool one to do. But isn't
Agent
Eddie Brock
Venom
also?
Is no, Flash Thompson is Agent
that's right.
Venom.
That's right.
So if you had to pick...
Because Eddie Brock gets cancer.
If you had
wing.
To pick... In, so the perfect way for them to do this would be for them to... introduce Eddie Brock in the new Spider-Man movie. They don't even have to introduce him as Venom.
Eddie, take my picture.
But
that's
just
it.
Have
Move on.
Put Eddie in it.
Right.
Kind of give him a small introduction. If you had to pick a person to play Eddie Brock in this Venom spinoff, who would it be?
Michael Cera.
They like doing those out there casting.
Spider-Man? I want to.
Can you think of any young like teenagers?
Beefy young teenagers? No.
Zac Efron?
He could be.
He's not a teenager anymore.
No, he's like lit.
No.
He's almost nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's this
kidding.
One guy.
I
now.
Think that's a good thing.
He's an upcoming star.
Harvey Oswald.
Levy Rodriguez?
Oh, I know that guy.
He'd be the perfect Eddie Brock.
I'd watch that movie 20 times. If that guy's in it.
So that would be pretty cool. I hope they have more news coming about that soon.
Drove my Chevy to see Levy, but the Levy was awesome.
But, no, I can't... I don't really know who I would really necessarily choose for that role.
I don't know either.
So we're talking about casting... I don't know if you've heard this or not, Tommy Two Stars.
I don't know if you're with this crazy news right here. What are you going to talk about?
Sylvester Stallone
what?
Has been casted in the Guardians of Galaxy 2.
Who's he going to be?
They haven't that okay. said.
Because I know the rumor is Kurt Russell is going to be Star-Lord's dad.
Yep.
I know that.
So you got Kurt Russell.
I don't know.
Now
like
you got
that.
Sylvester Stallone.
I like Kurt Russell.
Come on, boss. You're going to like it or you're not going to like it, boss.
You know, I'm going to be in the new Guardians of Galaxy movie, you know. I'm gonna play Stallone's dad, baby! And I'll teach my box!
Stallone!
I think it's pretty exciting. I like Sylvester Stallone.
I think he's an awesome person.
What if he was like Groot's dad?
We are Groot.
Groot's voice changes? After he dies and he regrows
and he's still
his
Vin
Diesel.
Vin Diesel did a good job.
Yeah, maybe they're getting rid of Vin.
That's funny.
I'm old Groot.
Your voice isn't deep enough.
It's like Old Man Logan's Old Man Groot.
I'm Old Man Groot.
Old. I just thought that was kind of crazy.
I'm curious who he's going to play now. He's probably going to be like the big bad guy, if I were to guess.
Yeah.
The big cheese.
That's all the casting rumors and news I got. I do have some more news. Batman v Superman, they announced the runtime. It's 2.5 hours long.
Dang.
Do you think that's too long?
That's too long. I bet they're trying to squeeze too much in that
movie. No, I love movies. I could sit there and as long as they need me to.
I have not, personally, I have not been scared by a superhero movie yet. Of any of the new ones. Okay. Other than the new Fantastic Four movie.
That scared me.
Righteously so, haven't even seen it.
That's because they did like the whole backstory.
You mean scare you?
The trailers, like it's gonna be bad.
The trailers, the whole thing that upset me is like
you didn't
see
it?
No,
did you
see
it?
Exactly. I had no desire to really. Especially after the reviews came out.
When I heard that, like the people were making is like, hey, so you know the comics and stuff, don't read them. We're not basing it off them.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, really? Okay, then why even call? Why make a Fantastic Four movie then?
Right.
Just have a giant rock monster and a stretchy
But what man. I was going to say is, any of the big movies, Warner Brothers, any of the DC movies, any of the Marvel movies, none of these trailers have scared me yet. Batman v Superman scares me. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think it could be
optimistic.
I think it has.
I have an idea. Of what
I think it has potential to be amazing, but I think they could screw it up because a lot of the comic book movies that try to put too much shit in it screw it up. That's what happened to Spider-Man 3. We're talking about Spider-Man 3 and Topher Grace's Venom. If you take that movie as a whole and you cut the last 45 minutes off of it, it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you take away the part where emo Spider-Man, emo Peter Parker comes in, you take that off, it was a great movie.
I loved emo Spider-Man,
the whole
Sandman
storyline and the guy they picked and the emotional, like, romantic part with his daughter and how beautiful him turning into Sandman was. Even the part where Topher, where Eddie Brock turns into Venom, where Peter's like fighting with the suit, and the suit drops on him, like if that would have all they would have put in there in Venom, like
that was a good
movie.
That was a good way to end it
until
if they just left it like that.
Until
then
they
did it fourth,
until they crammed too much crap in there.
Yeah.
See, and I from all the trailers that they gave out for Batman versus Superman. I almost have a sense of what the plot line's going to be and where they're going to take it. And I think that they should have just left it. They could have kept the movie the way it was, but just leave it with the fact that I want it to be Batman versus Superman. Leave the trailers like that. Yeah. Don't throw in Wonder Woman. Because
if anything, it is not. Like what they did is they made it a 2.5 hour long trailer for Justice League. That's all it seems
like
they did. That's
what it seems like it's going to be.
Okay, I'm gonna throw it out there. This is my. I'm still gonna go see the
movie.
Keep
it in your pants.
And I know I'm still gonna love the movie. It's gonna be Batman versus Superman most of the movie.
Yeah.
Then towards the end, it's gonna introduce Wonder Woman. They're gonna get into the whole fight, and then it's gonna be like, oh, let's all touch butts.
Let's be friends and hug.
Let me be your friend.
I think with how much they have
Wonder
in it.
Woman.
How much they have in it, it has to be 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Because let's start naming this off. They have Alfred Pennyworth in it.
Yeah.
They're going to have Lex Luthor in it.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne
Kent.
/
Lois Lane.
Clark Kent. Lois Lane.
Wonder Woman.
Cyberman.
Aquaman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Aquaman. Flash is
oh, yeah, that's right.
Is going to be
in it. The movie version.
Whose cast is that, by the way? Do we know?
I don't remember what his name
Barry
is.
Barry Allinson.
Shut up. I know who Barry is.
There is rumor that Joker might even make an appearance in it. Like, just the amount of people in characters they're putting... Doomsday now we know is in it. So the amount of people they're putting in this is just gonna be a little scary.
Yeah.
So, I'm still excited. It's about 2 weeks away, guys. Believe it or not.
Ezra Miller.
Is going to be Flash?
Okay.
It's going to be Flash.
Is there a Green
Game
Arrow
of Thrones.
Green Arrow by any chance?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You pulled that up. Yeah.
No Green Arrow. No Green Lantern either. Just
good. That's going to be a little too much if they added those guys. Too much.
There is such a thing as too much.
So compared to Force Awakens, like before Force Awakens came out, I was about to explode. I was 10 out of 10 excited.
It was awesome.
How excited are you guys for Batman vs. Superman?
Oh, I still want to see it. I definitely want
to
see it.
Like, on scale of 1 to 10. So, Force Awakens, how excited were you for that?
9, 10.
9? How excited are you for Batman vs. Superman on the same scale?
6.
6? How about you, Leviticus?
For, Star Wars, it was like a 10 out of 10. This, I'm probably going to go with like a... 9, 9.5.
Nice.
Definitely more excited
I'm about an 8. Yeah, I'm about an 8. I'm super excited.
I'm more excited for Civil War and stuff.
I am excited for Civil War too. I say, I think next week, we're going to podcast and either next week or the week after, and we're going to have a Batman-centric episode, and then the week after, have a Superman-centric episode.
Good idea, old chum.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
When's the release date? Do we know?
25th, 24th, something like that. It's about 2 weeks away.
My birthday's the 24th.
Whoa! Happy birthday, Leviticus! Did you guys also hear that they're having a rated R cut come on a DVD for Batman v Superman?
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people on the interwebs blew up and they were like, dude, why are they doing this? Because Deadpool. Well, if you look into this, they actually put in for the request for the R rated cut in September. So, they... Maybe they saw Deadpool was going to be rated R, and they're like, we can do that too.
I don't know.
it wasn't because of the success of Deadpool, Kevin was saying. Because they had to submit it in September.
So which means they had to plan way longer than
it's
that.
PG-13 right now. I don't know if it needs to be rated R, but
Batman just starts dropping F-bombs left and right.
You're right.
And yelling about
chimichangas. So you see some bat nipples.
So
you see the bat wang. Whips it out of his tool belt.
Okay, Deadpool comes into a Avenger movie. They're obviously not going to make him rated R.
No.
Right. He's going to be himself, but...
I think it's tamed. More to say Deadpool comes in an X-Men movie. Because he won't call
it yeah. Okay,
sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, if he comes in an X-Men movie, he would be more tame for sure.
Yeah.
Unless it's the rumored rated R Wolverine 3.
No, that's what they're going to be doing.
Amazing if he came in.
I think Batman v Superman, the only thing I could see being rated R4 is extreme violence.
Yeah. I want Doomsday to rip Superman in half.
Which I think is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know why they would. I just can't think of reasons why it would be rated R.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I'm excited to see it.
Unless they have like a full-on graphic sex scene between Wonder Woman and Bruce Wayne and Superman.
Awful.
I'll be like, why?
I hope they don't. Be awful. Just leave that
Doomsday out. Just starts cursing. He says, rah, rah, F this. And, and he becomes Donald Trump and starts kicking people out of the country and making racial slurs.
No politics on the front geeks. Finding Dory trailer.
Finding Dory.
Did you guys see that?
No.
You need to watch it. Put it in your ears. Put it in your mouth. Not in your mouth. That's weird. You're
gonna eat a trailer.
Put it in your eyes.
Just put it in your phone.
It was good. It looked super funny. It looked fun. It looked like it captured the magic of Finding Nemo. Okay. Make sure you watch that trailer, guys. Put that in your eyes.
It's right up in your brain. Case. Plot as
so she Nemo. Basically she forgets everything that happened in Finding Nemo and they do it over again.
She remembers that she has a family.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to find her family.
And then she moves 10 feet. And she forgets that she has a family. And then she remembers again. And then she continues on more.
It's a story about mental illness, really, if anything. It's
Alzheimer's.
Not Alzheimer's story.
WWE, guys.
WWE! That's more your guys' thing.
It is more my thing.
I'll just kind of stay over here.
You'll like this.
We're
going to
put you in the corner.
Have you ever been to Universal?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Have you ever been to Universal City Walk?
Like apparently Hank Hill does.
City Walk, yes.
Universal City Walk has a restaurant called the NBA restaurant.
I think I ended up
They are
there.
Now opening an NBA experience in downtown in Disney Springs.
You are correct.
So the NBA experience restaurant is leaving City Walk. Vince McMahon announced yesterday. Oh God, I'm so excited about this. Vince McMahon announced that the WWE Hall of Fame restaurant is going to be opening in City Walk in 2018. So right now they have a WWE Hall of Fame, which is amazing, but it's not an actual Hall of Fame. It's just on the internet, you know, and a website. They give awards every year. They have an award ceremony, but there's no Hall of Fame building. So this is going to be a restaurant. And the Hall of Fame.
So it's like Hollywood.
Planet
Hollywood. But like, you know, with wrestling memorabilia and stuff like
that. They're going to be showing old school wrestling matches in the restaurant and stuff and have their memorabilia.
We need to go to City Walk.
And the great thing is it's going to be in Florida, so I can go. Because I was worried that they're going to open it in like Stamford, Connecticut. And that would
Stamford, Connecticut.
That's where WWE Health headquarters is. So I think that's super exciting. For any wrestling fans, that's been something people have been wanting for a long time.
You smell what the WWE is cooking?
No. The Rock Chief Rivers.
I think his fajitas is what the Rock is cooking.
Chimichangas. No?
Cannibal bath.
With a side of curry.
So I thought that was pretty cool. That's exciting. Do you guys have any more geek news you think, maybe, that we missed?
Did you say maybe or
maybe?
I'm trying to think.
We're talking about Daredevil. Can't wait for that.
Trying to think.
Hello.
Me and Tom might do a live stream this weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, on Twitch.
We're going to
game it up. It's kind of
an
experiment.
We're going to
see
what happens.
See what happens. If anything, it will be a video on YouTube or on the Facebook page.
Yes, if we decide to do anything on the Twitch, we will put it on the Facebook page and let you know what we're doing in the live stream and
all
that.
That's not really geeky.
We have had
kind of geeky.
We have had a lot of people ask to do live streaming of sorts.
Yeah.
And then by a lot, I mean my mom and Tommy Fustar's mom.
Hey, how come I've never talked to Tommy
Fustar's
mom? There's
been probably at least like 10 or 12 people who've asked for us to do live stream.
Why don't we film it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily live stream, but just film it.
Film it, yeah. So I think the Twitch might be our first start of that. Tommy, I know you're not really caught up yet, but Leviticus, Walking Dead. Did you see Sunday night's episode?
I'm not caught up on the last two episodes, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I shouldn't talk about that one person who died?
What? Someone dies?
I'm probably going to watch him tonight. I might watch one episode tonight. Good. I don't know.
It's getting good.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
You can't protect everybody, Rick.
Watch me.
What
the
was it?
The head switch was perfect. Oh, that was another thing where I didn't talk about.
Go ahead.
Civil War teaser trailers came out today.
I didn't
Two know. New ones.
Teasers.
Two little teasers. It's got Team Captain America and Team
Iron
Man.
I love
it. And so Team
that
Captain
picture.
America
is, awesome
is flashing all the team members.
Yeah.
And then Team Iron Man is flashing their faces too. And then it's like a bunch of people chanting going, United we stand, divided we fall. United we stand, divided
That's
we fall.
Cool.
And it's just flashing all their pictures.
My favorite.
We'll watch it when we're done, but it's super cool. Check that out. It looks sweet.
My Civil favorite meme awesome. About Civil War is there's a picture that shows like Team Cap, Team Iron Man. It says when your friends are having a battle, it shows underneath a picture of Thor, but you're not invited, and he's like making a sad face.
Super excited about this movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be sweet. I haven't seen Thor in any of these trailers.
He's not in it.
He's not in it at all,
I don't think
huh?
he is.
That's kind of sad. That's really sad. I want to see Chris Hemsworth's nice abs. Hopefully we see them in the Ghostbusters movie.
I can dress up as Thor and show you my nice abs.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I would love to see your abs, Leviticus.
I'd love to see your long, flowing blonde hair.
Lots and lots of geek news this week, guys. Good time to be some geeks.
Yeah, this is a great year to be a geek.
I know, right? Super excited. Lots of great stuff coming out. Find us on Instagram, Twitter,
in your
Facebook.
Local restaurants, we'll probably be there.
Where are we going to be at a local
Every
restaurant?
Every single restaurant, bro. We're
Heck
deep
yeah.
fried geeks.
Get her done.
If you find us, we'll do a book sign for you.
Yep, we'll sign your menu.
All right, keep calm and
geek on.
Geek on. Listen to the deep fried geeks, you know?
Geek, 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 geek,
geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, geek, ge